Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Lottery. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated $367 million. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and play today.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Breaking news at this hour as Missouri Net, West Plains affiliate KWPM, reports there has been a confirmed tornado on the ground near Southwest Missouri's Ava. KWPM reports there are power lines down in Mansfield and damage to buildings in Hartville. The National Weather Service in Springfield has already issued multiple tornado warnings this afternoon across the Ozarks. Meantime, a tornado watch remains in effect until 7 o'clock tonight in much of Southwest Missouri. Meteorologist Corey Rothstein warns motorists and truck drivers of additional flooding.
Main concern also with this will be additional flooding of upwards of 2 inches on a localized basis, in addition to the 2 to 5 inches we saw yesterday.
Isolated tornadoes are possible today across a large chunk of Missouri, including Kansas City, Columbia, Jefferson City, and Moberly. New flooding and strong storms have prompted Governor Parson to call for another state of emergency. Ashley Byrd reports.
Governor Parson has declared a state of emergency in Missouri in response to continuing severe weather and forecast into tomorrow for tornadoes, strong winds, hail, and flooding. Parson has activated the state emergency operations plan, allowing state agencies to coordinate directly with local ones. Missouri and Mississippi River levels are expected to rise through the weekend. This rainfall and soggy soil will mean additional flooding is imminent.
A major air show planned for this weekend in mid-Missouri has been canceled. The Salute to Veterans organization says the Jefferson City Airport has been evacuated due to flood river levels that are expected to crest more than 2 feet above flood stage. Monday's Memorial Day parade in Jefferson City is still on. Pro-choice supporters have gathered in St. Louis and Springfield today to voice their concerns about the passage of a bill that would ban abortions at 8 weeks. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered, including Mary Doyle of Afton, who said the cutoff period would be especially difficult for women from Missouri's rural areas.
They shouldn't have to drive hours out of their way for a medical procedure.
Other protests were held in Columbia and Jefferson City. 4 Texas men have been sentenced to at least 7 years in federal prison for stealing more than 650 guns headed to Bass Pro Shops in Springfield. The men admitted to stealing the firearms from UPS freight trailers. Most of the guns have not been found from the 2017 looting. And the Royals versus Cardinals baseball series tonight in St. Louis has been called off. Tonight was the opening night of a 2-game series at Busch Stadium. This is Missouri Net.